Unit 8, Zoom Fatigue. Ever since the COVID-19 pandemic swept across the globe, millions of people have had to work from home using video conferencing tools. Although working remotely can be convenient and safe for many workers, there are several drawbacks to extended use of applications like Zoom, Skype, Google Meet, or FaceTime. One major problem is the general feeling of exhaustion that many people experience after prolonged use of video conferencing tools. In fact, the problem has become so pervasive that it has taken on the new term, Zoom fatigue. So, why do so many people become exhausted after protracted use of applications like Zoom? It appears to have a lot to do with our dependence on nonverbal communication and vocal cues. Albert Mehrabian, a renowned researcher of body language, found that conveying emotions, such as anger or happiness, is 55% nonverbal, 38% vocal, and 7% words only. In face-to-face communication, perceiving these cues comes naturally to most people, taking little conscious effort to interpret correctly. However, video conferencing impairs these ingrained abilities, requiring sustained and intense attention to the verbal message, which is very taxing on the brain. If the video or audio quality is poor, or if the person is not facing the camera directly, picking up facial expressions and voice intonation can be next to impossible. Many researchers have begun to study the problem of Zoom fatigue. A group of researchers at Stanford University created a tool to measure it, which they named the Zoom Exhaustion and Fatigue Scale, or ZEFF. One study gathered over 10,000 responses on a survey that measured people's fatigue on the ZEFF scale. It also collected statistics about how long each person spent on Zoom, along with demographic information. The data collected clearly showed that spending more time on video calls, with very little time between calls, caused more Zoom fatigue. The data also identified four factors that teleworkers have to cope with when using video conferencing. First of all, the lack of nonverbal cues is stressful because people cannot naturally convey or interpret gestures and body language when just the shoulders and head are visible. Secondly, during video calls, people report feeling trapped in one spot so that they can stay within view of the webcam, increasing stress levels. Thirdly, many video conferencing tools default to showing users their own video windows. The researchers found that this constant, real-time reflection can cause what's known as mirror anxiety, which can lead to increased stress and depression. Finally, many people mention an intense feeling that the other people on the call are staring at them, as if they are standing less than 2 feet away. This kind of physical proximity is very uncomfortable for many people, which leads to increased stress levels. Although working remotely has many advantages, it is important to be aware of the problems workers can face when using online conferencing tools. Employers and their staff need to work together to find solutions to these problems.